And now, a Placid Joint special presentation. We recently sat down with Bluefin Distributors. They currently distribute everything from Gundam model kits to the more recent Tamashii Nation toys and merchandise to the United States. So please sit back and relax as we interview Bluefin.
Xavier, how you doing, man?
Hello, Stan. I'm great. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. Good. I'm sure we're all doing the same thing, aren't we? We're all, you know, keeping our eyes up on women's soccer right now. All right, folks. We are here with Xavier from Bluefin. And say hi to the world, Xavier.
Hello, world.
Yeah. All right. In case you haven't heard about them, Bluefin has been distributing Bandai and other merchandise at various conventions so far. You've probably seen their booth at Fanime and Anime Expo as well. So, that in mind, you ready? You ready for some questions, Xavier?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
All right, cool. Hey, first of all, tell us about the Bluefin's beginning, how it all began.
Let's see, Bluefin originally started... There's a company that distributed these little remote-controlled cars by Tomi Takara that was distributed to various hobby shops that carried traditional models and RC cars. After some time, Bluefin acquired rights to distribute Aoshima cars, and they've done some special mods of existing cars, such as left-hand drive which is basically the side that we drive on in our cars here in the U.S. versus the right side in other places in the world. A few years ago, maybe longer before my time, the hobby shop started approaching Bluefin, asking if they were able to carry other Japanese models, specifically the Gundam models, because they were getting high in demand. Their customers were specifically requesting for Gundam models. And so Bluefin started distributing those as well, but it wasn't until last year that Bandai officially approached Bluefin and inquired if they wanted to be their U.S. official distributor, which had originally belonged to Diamond Comics some years ago. Last year was also the year that the collectors division of Bandai approached Bluefin as well. So Bluefin is now the official distributor for both Bandai Hobby and Bandai Collectors, which you know as Tamashii Nations. The Hobby division is what most of you recognize as the side that produces the Gundam model kits, whereas the Collectors division produces everything from Soul of Chogokin, SH Figure Arts, Robot Spirits, the Saint Myth Cloths from Saint Seiya, and a lot of other anime-related properties.
I see. Now, so far, you've been at convention booths, but you know, being a distributor, I'm wondering how many shops did you distribute your figures to, and if you could, can you name a few shops in your collective memory?
Let's see. Originally, Bluefin was a hobby distributor, so a lot of our shops currently are actually hobby shops that carry the Gundam model kits. Since last year, we started distributing more anime-related areas and also comic shops. I know there's various shops like Midtown Comics in New York. It's a physical store. They have multiple stores that you could actually walk into to purchase these items. There's mostly we supply actually a lot of American online stores. You can find them through Amazon and eBay. There's like Anime King, Treasure Island. We also supply Big Bad Boy Store. And in the future, we'll be supplying Amazon.com directly.
So you said that Bandai approached you guys. So what's your relationship with Bandai like? I mean, what is a level, the extensivity of your relationship with Bandai?
At this point, we're working very, very closely with them. I'm sure most of you are aware that this upcoming San Diego Comic-Con, we have two exclusive U.S. items from the Collector's Division, the Metallic Mega Man X and the Super Saiyan Goku Special Color Edition. This was these projects were created as a joint collaboration between us and Bandai in order to more focus on U.S. interests here, and they're reflective of properties that have done very well in the U.S.
I got a couple questions here myself here. How important right now is the United States in terms of influencing the Bandai collector division of Tamashii? Do they listen to the American audience via you guys or via us, or are they still primarily influenced by what the Japanese people think first?
In terms of general releases, they are primarily influenced by factors in Japan, but they are starting to branch out into more specific foreign interests. For example, a lot of the Saint Cloth Myth reissues are actually being influenced by demand from China, which is having a really large Seiya following now for whatever reason. But specifically the U.S., they're trying to sort of cater to the U.S.'s specific interests. And so besides their normal releases that you see, like the Kamen Rider, various anime Japanese-related franchises, they're also looking into franchises and properties that Americans are familiar with. And so they're looking to tap into those specific interests.
So we wouldn't be surprised if we see like a Batman SH figure eventually down the line.
Well, it's something they would like to do. U.S.-based comic book properties are very popular in Japan, and one day being able to do such a figure for popular American superheroes is something they would like to do.
Interesting.
You know, I've been to your booth at FanMan and Anime Expo. You see me there both times. And you had a lot of stuff. I'll admit, you even had a Kotobukiya kit, which surprised the hell out of me at first. But like Rams mentioned, Shinkenger, which is the franchise that you did not have. And I'm wondering, is it because of Power Rangers Samurai being shown in the United States?
There's a particular licensing issue regarding Power Rangers and the Super Sentai franchises in the U.S., which is currently preventing the Tamashii Nation's brand from being able to allow us to distribute those related products in the U.S. at this moment. It's an internal Bandai issue. It's out of our hands.
I see. No, I was just wondering about that because you had everything like, even you had old stuff, so you didn't have like Shinkenger stuff. It's like, huh, weird.
Yes, it's an internal Bandai issue that we have no control over, unfortunately.
Right. And there was one more thing I was curious about. When we emailed each other first time, I somehow included fan rumors that you guys might be also dealing with Tamashii Web exclusive figures, which you said, no, we don't deal with that. And I was wondering, what are complications that prevent you from selling Tamashii Web exclusive figures in the United States?
Well, the Tamashii Web exclusives were originally, actually they still are, Japan-based, because at the time when it was first established, it was under the assumption that, of course, only people in Japan would know about it and would be willing to buy the limited release items, because they were all initially items that were being produced in limited quantities because they knew it wouldn't be able to reach mass popularity as some of the other their main releases. But as time went on, they began to notice that, people are actually buying these, and some of these figures are actually really popular outside of Japan. And they started taking note of that. But the issue with it not being made outside of Japan still is that the infrastructure for them has to be set up and localized for whatever region it's going to be distributed through. They are still trying to work out how they would properly do this. Are they going to have a central hub that everyone from everywhere in the world can access, or if they're going to have separate localized regions for people to order from? We are in negotiations right now to be able to distribute the web exclusives in the future. So it is something that is possibly going to happen within the next few years or maybe even less. But it would be through, from what I understand right now, is it would be through us or our partners and not through Bandai's official website directly. But it would still be an official sort of Bandai web exclusive.
Okay. Well, I got a couple of... well, since San Diego Comic-Con is coming up, I want to ask some specifics about the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive toys that you're going to be selling. More specifically, what was the inspiration for the Goku and the Mega Man X toys that you guys are going to be selling there? What was the inspiration for the color schemes? What was the inspiration about why you chose the figures? Anything you can discuss with us about why? Just tell us a little bit of background story about it.
Yeah, let's see. The two exclusives for San Diego, they were based on American, basically what Americans had found to be to their liking, and it was reflected in our sales and also data submitted to us from various companies like Capcom and Funimation, and how these properties have done in the U.S. I'm not exactly sure what the exact particulars were for Goku regarding his more vibrant and enhanced colors, but I believe the Mega Man X Metallic, it sort of, I don't know if you guys remember, but some time ago, Bandai had made these model kits of the Mega Man series, and they had this really metallic-looking machine to them, and this is sort of a throwback to that. I'm not sure how many people remember those.
Yes, I remember them very much so.
Yeah, this is sort of like a throwback to that. Because I know a lot of people who had Mega Man figures in the past, they remember those metallic-looking ones, and this sort of a more modern version of that, if you like to think of it that way, with plenty of articulation and accessories.
They just need the middle marbles to shoot out. All right. Well, let's see here. Another question I had in mind was, on Twitter, you guys mentioned about the Amazon.com and about Amazon Prime. Can you elaborate a little bit more what's happening with that deal? With that deal in specific, because like we know in Japan they're doing the Amazon.co.jp Amazon, and I don't know if that's going to be included in that deal. But like you mentioned, also Amazon.com.
Yes, we are currently working with Amazon.com to be able for them to be able to have the Tamashii Nations products available on Amazon.com. With the Twitter post was sort of just to get a feedback of who's really interested in shopping at Amazon for these types of products. But in the future, Amazon.com will have the Tamashii Nation products available for purchase. Oh. Regarding like specific like exclusive items, like I know in Japan, Kamen Rider Amazon has an Amazon.co.jp special variant of him with the traditional Amazon box packaging and logo. That type of thing is probably something more in the future, not in the immediate present.
If Goku and Mega Man X sell well, what are the possibilities that in the United States we'll see more con-specific exclusives from Tamashii?
Oh, yeah. If the success of these two would undoubtedly encourage Bandai to make more region-specific exclusives in the future. No doubt about that.
Hmm. Well, that's good. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Mm-hmm.
Cool. There's one other thing. Tell us about the experience at the Fanime and Anime Expo, running that booth.
Oh, yeah. The convention experience is pretty different for an exhibitor as opposed to an attendee. I guess I can walk you guys through that, what we're going to be doing for San Diego. Mm-hmm. Basically, conventions such as the San Diego Comic-Con are Bandai's chance to have a really large public presence. And so both departments that we work with, the Hobby and the Collectors Division, Tamashii Nations, are basically pulling out all the stops and having a great presentation for the booth. The way our booth is laid out is it's split in two. On one side, you'll have the Tamashii Nations products, and on the other side, you'll have the Bandai Hobby products. For San Diego, why do I keep saying it in that weird accent? For San Diego, we have some special items that are being sent directly from Japan right after the Tamashii Festival that's happening this weekend. So we'll have the Godzilla SH Monster Arts on display, complete with a diorama of them thrashing through San Diego Convention Center.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
We will have SH Figure Arts Vegeta on display as well.
Holy crap.
As long as other Saint Seiya items, future figure arts, and robot spirits. The whole convention thing takes some time to set up properly. We'll actually be starting tomorrow, Monday, in preparing the convention center for our arrival. We'll be leaving our office and warehouse to do that type of convention set up starting Tuesday, and we'll be basically working all Tuesday and Wednesday alongside Bandai and making the booth look as extremely presentable as possible. Back at Anime Expo, we unveiled a unicorn Gundam statue from the Gundam UC OVA. This was done by Bandai Hobby, so that was their sort of show off for the U.S., so now the Collector's Division is showing off their Godzilla SH Monster Arts brand property that they just recently unveiled. The Godzilla Monster Arts, they'll be available globally starting this November. So yes, that means outside of Japan. It will be available in the U.S. through U.S. retailers here also. And plus, I'm assuming other countries, though I don't know the specifics of that. Will be feedback opportunities available for Bandai at these conventions, specifically at Anime Expo in San Diego and also New York later this year. At San Diego, the Collectors Division, Tamashii Nations, will have a survey for people to fill out, and they'll be getting a nice little thing in return for filling out the survey. On the survey, it's basically asking what properties people are interested in Bandai making merchandise of in the future. So this is prime opportunity to get any of your dreams and fantasies out there into Bandai's head and show them that, oh, Americans want this type. Oh, Americans want this figure. We'll also have a nice touch and try area where you'll be able to play with some figure arts and some other things, hands-on experience if you've never handled the Tamashii Nations properties before.
And you guys had that similar setup last year, because I remember you guys had that, you had on display the Comic-Con exclusive glow-in-the-dark Eva robot spirits on full around, so that's going to be very cool. I actually really enjoyed that, full around with it before you buy it.
Mm-hmm. Last year was the first time that the Bandai Collectors Division and the Bandai Hobby Division did a joint operation. What people they don't actually realize about Bandai is that all their separate divisions, they don't actually work with each other on a normal basis. So even though they're all Bandai, it's like each of the departments has sort of a sibling rivalry. That even though they're all Bandai, they don't necessarily work well with each other. And so last year was the first time that they had collectively used their resources together in a fashion to make a very presentable booth. And this will be the second time that they'll be doing that sort of collaboration. Because if you've noticed in the conventions that are in Japan, the Hobby and the Collectors Divisions, they each have their own shows, and so they don't collectively show their merchandise off at the same event. And if they do, they're on separate booths, not the same booth. It's kind of weird once you start noticing that, but really the different departments of Bandai are sort of like separate entities.
Mm. Right, right.
Wow, never knew. It's really, yeah, I mean, you know what, really, I never knew until now, so that was really eye-opening.
Yeah, a lot of people, they think that when Bandai makes decisions for the merchandise, that it's a collective, oh, this part is going to do this part is going to do that. While that might be true for the global strategy for their merchandise, the departments themselves don't know what the other department is doing, so... Mm. Just because one department releases an item from this property, that doesn't mean the other department is also going to release a property, that same character, in their own way in the future. They're independent, basically.
Mm. I see. Yeah. That's...
Yeah, and this is... That's common practice here in the United States as well, where it's just like Notavision is the same. For example, one of the biggest examples was Hasbro. Like, their brands, like, for example, their Transformers people don't interact with the G.I. Joe people, and their G.I. Joe people don't interact with their Hasbro, with their Marvel people. They're all on their own separate thing. They're all separately trying to go at each other as well, a lot of times as well, so...
Well, I wouldn't say they're trying to go at each other. It's just that they're treated as separate. And it's not uncommon for them to not share information or resources.
Got it.
Let's see. Has that whole not sharing info caused any significant trouble within Bandai before?
I wouldn't know. We've only experienced this just because we're working with them very closely right now for the U.S. I can't really say what their relationship is like in Japan or other parts of the world.
Mm. I see. Mm. Well, that's all the question I have. What about you, Ramph?
Well, like I said, I don't have anything more myself. So, but yeah. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Xavier.
No problem, guys. Yeah. See you guys at San Diego if any of you are going.
Oh, we're going.
All right, nice.
See you there.
Can't wait to see that diorama of Godzilla destroying San Diego.